Hello, it's the post-match show from the Glen Book after Liverpool have 2-0 with Chelsea in the early kick-off on Saturday. I'm joined by Kev Walsh, by Dan Morgan and by Damien Kavanagh. Damien, you know, we can look at it and think they were unlucky on certain occasions, and the line was a prick and all that, but at the end of the day, I don't think they did enough to score a goal to win the game.
No, neither team did. It was a fair result. It was a very cold 0-0 draw. Both teams got what they deserved and no one got what they wanted. I thought we were more than pedestrian for over half an hour, and that wasn't good enough, bearing in mind the situation that we're in. Towards half time, we did a little bit better. We started well in the second half. Chelsea make a tactical change. We don't respond to it. It was freezing today, and that's how we feel sitting here, don't we?
That was the highlight. It was freezing today. You got to wear your big coat today and a hat and gloves, and that was the best part of the game, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, they could have shown more. It's two clean sheets in a row, I would say, Kevin. They made themselves harder to beat, and that's a good thing, because they look shit defensively and shit going forward. It's only shit going forward now.
Well, honestly, see, the silver lining's all over. In fact, if anything, fucking best performance all season. You know, mate, that was great, that. Now, even defensively, if we're I'm not asked of being objective, as anyone who listens to this shit knows, but I thought we were shite defensively as well. A few times there, they whipped the ball into the back post, and you're thinking, fucking hell, mate, we've got some big lads in there, and we're not jumping up to end this. And, like, Alisson makes a save at the end of the first half, where it's come all the way to the back post, and the lad hasn't ended it. It's volleyed it. Like, fucking hell, mate, someone just get a grip on that. It's one of them where you're looking for the silver liners, and Wolves was great the other day, and it was great because it was not unexpected, but it was nice to see a different team playing differently. And relatively similar team today, it just seems to have gone back to exactly the same way we used to play. And I'm not sure how many ways you can say we need some fucking midfielders.